Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
The thrilling OKC Houston game went on forever.
Oh, we'll get into that.
Went on forever. Yeah, it was great. It was great. I thought NBC did a great job on the broadcast. We can get into that at some point today. But I want to start here. If Jonathan Kuminga plays like that, if he plays like that, this team can go to the next level. Jimmy Butler was outstanding. Obviously, the 16 free throw attempts. You know, you're not going to get 16 every single game, but they didn't have a matchup that could slow him down at all on the Lakers bench. And I don't know how good the Lakers are. To me, they look like a play-in team right now. I'm sure they're going to make some moves because they always do. Luka is spectacular. But Jonathan Kuminga took on the assignment of guarding Luka for the most part. And I thought he did a really good job defending without fouling and not letting it disrupt his offensive flow. And then you're going to look at the points and people are going to look at the rebounds. And those are great because rebounding is very important for Jonathan Kuminga right now. I just thought his spacing and ball movement was excellent. Excellent in this game. And if he is going to play like that, this Warrior team will win 50 to 55 games. Just mark it in right now.
Lock it in.
You don't think it's sustainable?
I'll see. They had a hot start last year. Different team, different circumstances. It's one game. I don't want to make sweeping declarations. That being said, the way Steve Kerr talked about him after the game makes me feel like this could be sustainable.
I mean, this
it is... makes me feel like he may have...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Actually turned a corner. But again, it's one game. I don't think the Lakers played all that great. I actually don't think the Warriors played all that great either. And they still pretty much in that second half dominated them. I know the final score won't indicate that. And it was a 6-point game with 3 minutes to go. Then Draymond,
well,
of course,
the NBA.
Of course, Draymond hits that three, right? wide open. They don't even cover him. I know the head coach, J.J. Redick, has talked in the past, like, yeah, we're going to let him shoot that shot all day long. Well, if he's open, you got to take him. He was 1 of 3, his only make, and it was a big one. Steph, as Steph does, took maybe some ill-advised three-point shots there towards the end.
Yeah, I didn't love some of the half-court offense down the stretch. But to me, it was about ball movement, spacing, and just playing the way that they play.
They were flying around.
You want to talk about a contrast in styles? Seeing the way OKC and even Houston play, where it's your turn, my turn. Then you watch Luka, and it's very like, I have the ball, yeah. And if I don't have the ball, then I'm throwing it to somebody with 2 or 3 or 4 seconds left on the shot clock, or I'm throwing up the lob. Austin Reeves, I am going to attack all day. Ball's in my hand. I might kick it out to someone else. Like, it was a contrast in styles. And the way the Warriors play, it's so hard to defend them. They're going to get so many open looks. Obviously, there's a lot of streaky guys on this team, like Buddy Hield, streaky. But Buddy in that role, coming in end of third, early fourth, how many teams have a guy like that who can just light it up in this system like that?
Not many. And he's picking up where he left off.
Obviously,
he was the hero. Not that we all forget. It was only a couple months ago. But he was the hero in Game 7 against the Houston Rockets, where he almost blew a 3-1 lead. He was the guy. Buddy, we had a show the day after, Joe, and you're like, hey, if Buddy Hield doesn't do anything else the rest of his Warriors career, he will be remembered for that Game 7. But it's refreshing to see everyone basically have an imprint on that game yesterday for the Warriors. I saw Guy Santos out there, Gary Payton, Quentin Post. Yeah, there's some things to improve on. I saw Will Richard, the rookie.
Yeah, Will Richard's going to eat into Pajemski's playing time.
He's going to eat into Pajemski. There is a lot to take away from this game, and I want to know where Warriors fans are at this morning at 888-957-9570.
I think it was a full display on what the Warriors potentially could do this year and some of their shortcomings. So let's start with the shortcomings first, and then I'll get to the optimism. The shortcomings. Clearly, they're going to have to rely on GP2 a lot because they have zero perimeter defenders outside of Kuminga. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't want Jimmy to get into foul trouble. Dre is not guarding the perimeter anymore. Like, we need to stop this. Dre can guard 1 through 5. Yeah, on a possession, but you're not throwing him on these elite wing guys like you used to 7, 8 years ago, right?
No.
How many turns did he get on Luka?
Not many. I mean, he got a couple of them, but everyone was getting work from Luka last night.
Because they were why? Because they were setting up specific screens to get that ISO one-on-one.
Everyone got the work from Luka.
Pajemski played, and look, I thought Pajemski played okay, but defensively, he got exposed over and over and over in the half court, and it's him playing a guy way too tight, too far away from the hoop, and then compromising the defense. It's literally what I've been talking about all summer.
I thought Kuminga did a really good job on Luka.
No, I thought he did a great job.
And again, like Luka's a Hall of Famer, generational talent. He's going to get his. He had an incredible game. If not for Luka Doncic, this would have been a blowout, quite frankly. And again,
Luka's infinitely talented. Yes. But Joe, there is something about, and I know this is the regular season, so he's going to be spectacular. When you get into the playoffs, I don't think you can win basketball games consistently when you hold the ball for 20 seconds and you allow all 5 defenders to key in on you, and then you hot potato it to someone else.
Well, there's no Robin.
It's got to be more balanced.
There's no Robin on this team to his Batman, if
sure,
you will, because
sure.
LeBron, again, we'll get into the conference. There's so much to take away from this game. Just the fact that we're going to talk about LeBron just being on the sideline, not moving. Did you see him move at all? I saw him just sit still. Draymond made fun of him, saying he was in the Phil Jackson chair. Like,
you can't
that guy
tell me,
is not going to be a Laker by the end of the season. I'm telling you that right now.
You he can't tell gone. Me he doesn't want to play with the Warriors. He sees all the old guys and he wants to play with them.
Maybe. He just wants to be out of that building. That's all I know.
Sure. Okay,
he does not want to be on that team anymore.
Jimmy Butler, you know, I forgot when he got hurt, it totally compromised him. He looked great. He looked so physically strong and spry yesterday. And he was getting anything he wanted. They put Gabe Vincent on him. They tried Austin Reeves on him. They tried Rui for a second.
LaRavia.
I mean, I thought LaRavia did an okay job compared to these other guys. Yeah. They didn't really have a matchup
for him.
That team, the Lakers, I don't want to fall into the trap. That's not a great team. I think it's a play-in team, but they need to make moves.
And they also, they are missing like their second best player, who is LeBron. Like that matters in this scenario.
Yeah, but I just don't think he'll be on their team at the end of the year.
No, he might not be, but they're definitely missing that player and that element.
Sure, I acknowledge that.
It was a 6-point game, whether the Warriors are playing with their food or not. It was a 6-point game with a couple minutes to go. But it's game one. And for as much as we used to talk about, Joe, L.A. being a house of horrors, specifically
for Steph.
Crypto.com Arena, for Steph and, you know, this Warriors team going down there, I think we could remove that tag. I just don't see that anymore. Steph looked, even again, his best performance, He just looks more comfortable down there. The team, Jimmy Butler, remember the whole foul discrepancy whenever you'd go down there? Oh, it's the Fugazi whistle. I mean, Jimmy Buckets going to the line 16 times and making all 16. That was another big element
of the
game.
You can't tell me he wasn't getting fouled, though.
No, Joe, I'm not saying that. I'm saying the fact that the Warriors didn't have that element prior to getting to the line.
The one thing he does really well, yes, which I think all young basketball players should see, it's called jump stopping, America.
Yes.
I have been preaching to jump stop in traffic forever. The new generation, hey, Carter, I know you're a hooper, so you get what I'm saying. How many times do you see someone leap off of 1 foot, they're in a compromised position, and they either have to finish or twist and kick it out? You see a lot of turnovers, what I call shot turnovers in the lane. When you jump stop, you're under control. The guys always, all the leapers in the NBA want to like leave their feet, and he just does this. He doesn't bob his head up. He does the arms up. I mean, it's Coach Rassam, who's somewhere listening right now, my JV coach, talking about it all day. Arms go up, player flies through, you rip up, and it's an and one. It's all day. His ability to jump stop in the key is what separates him and what gets him 7 or 8 trips to the line.
I want to hear from the people today. Where are all the Warriors fans at? 1-0 on the season.
And I think the biggest take, I'm being real, dude, I really do. I think the biggest takeaway, if Jonathan Kuminga gets to start more and gets to play and do all that, if he earns it like he did last night where he's rebounding and he's taking on that assignment defensively, this thing that he doesn't fit is complete poop. I don't want to hear about it anymore. Poop? No, it is. It's straight up diaper, like nasty, dirty toddler diaper.
It's a blowout.
Joe, he looked great. And to me, it was the ball movement. It was the spacing. It was the patience. How about the lob to Jimmy? They had a 2-on-1 and he threw the lob. Now, is there an occasional possession where he went into the lane with no plan and tried to get a foul and didn't and got stripped? Yeah, a couple of those. I saw a bad three attempt that I didn't love. But for the most part, I thought he played rhythmic, good basketball, and he clearly brings an element of athleticism to the table this team just does not have. Will Richards is going to play because he's a little more athletic and spry on defense, yeah, and they desperately need perimeter defenders to contribute. GP2 checked in so quick.
You can make the argument Kuminga's last two best regular season games being last night and the one prior against the Lakers on April 3rd, where he came off the bench, Joe, and dropped 18 on 7-12 shooting. He likes playing down against the Lakers. He feels like he matches up well against that team. And credit to Steve Kerr for remembering it. It was the same exact lineup that they started back on April 3rd that they started last night. Jimmy, Draymond, JK, Steph, Pods. It worked.
It did. And I'm looking at it. I'm just going to read the box score, okay, for Jonathan Kuminga. And I don't think it tells the whole story. But JK, 6 of 11, 4 of 6 from 3. He had 9 total rebounds, 6 assists, and only 2 turnovers.
That's again, the one. Only 2 turnovers for me right there.
I think that he was spectacular in this game for Jonathan Kuminga. At times, I thought he was our third best player.
And Joe, you saw that 3 offensive rebounds, huh? Right? Crashing the boards. How about what Steve Kerr wanted.
And then getting rid of the ball quickly to fuel the fast break transition. You know, the Lakers are just walking the ball up the court and the flow of the game, especially in like the first half.
Oh my God.
The Warriors were trying to like push the tempo and, you know, subbing Pods out, you lose a little tempo with that because GP2's not a ball handler like that. You know, but how many shots did they miss underneath the rim? GP2.
He smoked one. He almost had a wedgie right underneath
the rim. Yam that boy. Yeah. Let's go.
Yeah, it was bad. By the way, there was a yam attempt from Jonathan Kuminga. It's the Mount Rushmore of putback dunk attempts that didn't go in because the ball flew out the opposite end of the floor. But he was trying to, dude, he was attacking all night. But this is the difference, and I think you saw the maturity from JK. Again, it's one game, and I want to hear from the Warriors fans.
I want him to play like this for a month. That's what I want. Yes. I think we all do. And if he does, this, I think that's my biggest takeaway.
But
if he does play like this for a month, how different is this team?
Absolutely.
This is the JK all of us have envisioned, even if you're the biggest JK critic, right? Hey, take on the Luka Doncic assignment. How many personal fouls last night? Let me just look. He had 3 personal fouls. Yeah. Okay? That's pretty good. Guarding one of the best foul getters in the game, right? The guy's going to go off. That's what he does, Luka Doncic. What do you have? 43 last night. You know, but was it an efficient 43?
No, he was bad from the 3-point line, but he was good. He was getting those mid-range shots up. He was getting to the line. I think the Lakers can hit a free throw. They hit their free throws. It's a different game. They were at 17-28, and credit the Warriors 26 of 29. And again, Jimmy and Steph combining for 24 free throw attempts and makes. They were both perfect on the night.
And I have to say this before I get it. I want to hear from all the fans. Like, please, if you're in on JK, you're out on JK, tell us what you think. If you thought Jimmy was the man last night, I didn't love some Steph possessions late. I thought Steph was a little selfish.
I don't think the Warriors played like an A game at all.
Well, Draymond looks so out of shape. He does. Draymond looks so out of shape. He needs to be able to get himself going. Like, he looks heavy. I'm just being real. He does not look in game shape. Draymond needs to get in a technical early on. Like, okay, closing Draymond. Also, come on, dude. Really? We're going to start this early?
Well, that stems back. I was at the preseason game one. Where him and Vanderbilt did get into it, and it was JK being the guy, the peacemaker, and separating them. There was no technical on that preseason game one. But that clearly, there's bad blood between those two guys for whatever reason. Jared Vanderbilt just stinks, by the way.
No. You know who stinks? DeAndre Ayton is one of the worst players I have ever seen.
He's not good.
Joe, I'm embarrassed on his behalf. He is so God awful. You know what?
You're embarrassed on his behalf.
He was a guy like, oh, you know what? I'll go get DeAndre Ayton. Maybe I just hadn't paid like close attention. He is dog water.
There were Warriors fans that were like, oh, DeAndre Ayton, maybe.
We were all wrong. I watched him for 5 minutes and I said, every possession where he tries to take a shot is a win for the defense. He is terrible. That guy got popped for roids. He was rookie of the year. You know, this is going to be an unpopular opinion. I would rather have James Wiseman, because at least James Wiseman knows he's not very good. DeAndre Ayton thinks he's good. That's the worst thing you could be as a player. Like, you think you're good. You're not good. Ayton is awful.
Wait, who knew the drop?
Awful.
Who knew the drop off between Anthony Davis to DeAndre Ayton be so precipitous? Yikes.
Well, I mean, you got Lucas. I mean, like, the Lakers got Luca in that deal. You do that 10 out of 10 times.
Well, I'll say this, though.
But I agree with you. Like, individually, that's a terrible...
This is a just different Lakers team.
No, they're going to have to blow it up.
The Lakers of old, as I say, LeBron and AD, were just a matchup nightmare for this Golden State Warriors team. That's not the matchup anymore.
I don't think you could go small to start the game if Anthony Davis is in the game.
No, you can't, because he dominates.
Exactly. Yes. And so I think you do start Al Horford. I love that they staggered the old guys. And I thought that the second unit really benefited of having Horford in there. Like, I loved the freaking lineups. I really did. I thought Kerr was on it.
The box score is not going to look kindly to Al Horford. I thought he still had a solid game.
He did, though.
I thought he had some moments, some good passes.
Did you see Luka block him?
Yeah, I did. Well, skinny Luka.
He looked great.
Skinny Luka looked great. He did.
But he needs guys around him that complement his skill set.
No, J.J. Redick doesn't learn. The head coach of the Lakers. 41 minutes? The guy was exhausted in that second half. He played basically the entire second half. Exhausted.
Well, J.J. Redick's a clown.
I mean, Grant Hill in the broadcast is saying, dude, you got to get this guy a breather.
He's a clown.
J.J.? Oh, that's your boy, dude.
I have one
J.J.
critique for NBC. Well, I have a couple.
Oh, we'll get into
Show
the broadcast.
Show me some stats when a guy goes to the free throw line. Mm. Can I see like what they're doing in a given game? Like, can you show me some stats?
I need to see more replays too, because there was a moment there where Pods did draw a charge and it was a turnover, a quick turnover,
yeah.
And they didn't go back
early
to
in
like,
the game.
Early in the game, I kind of wanted to see like
no Eagle. It's his 58th charge. It's coming into the league.
I know. And then it was Reeves on the other side doing the charges. Like, these guys both suck at defense. But anyways,
you know what, Austin Reeves. I will say this: Austin Reeves is an excellent player. He's very ball dominant, but I actually really like him. He's who Spencer Dinwiddie thinks he is.
I think the Lakers are actually miss Spencer.
You like Dinwiddie. That take,
I think,
don't you, Carter?
I think they're going to miss Spencer Dinwiddie, to be honest.
No,
with
I
you.
Agree, but you need those irrational, selfish players in the second unit. I don't think, like, he's better when Luka's not on the floor because he's so ball dominant.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns.
And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow, it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.